It is in the character of God to give us deeper experiences on a daily basis. God has a word for you today. Victor Oluwadamilare of the Ecclesia Embassy brings you this life-enhancing teaching. Pay attention.
John said in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 5, said, "This is the message we have heard of him and declared unto you, that God is light, and in him there's no darkness at all." Message translation of that scripture said, he said, there's no trace of darkness. God is pure light. Christ is pure light. There's no trace of darkness. I came on his behalf today to decree that any aspect of your life that is still suggesting any form of darkness, I decree, let there be light now. He said, if we, verse 6 said, if truly we embrace and have fellowship with him, he said, we are not supposed to operate in darkness. He said, if we operate in darkness, that means the light has not really come into us and there's no truth in us. I therefore decree this day, because you are children of light, because you came to fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, and with each other, I therefore decree, stepping into this place today, every iota of darkness will never be seen again. And he said, let there be light. And there was light. I decree, let there be light now. You know, one of the things that they taught us in physics was that light describes and defines. Light describes and defines. Amazingly, they said the reason why a particular color, you call it purple, is because other lights came, but those lights subdued. But the color purple, the light purple, came above others. You know what? Do you understand the revelation I'm about to communicate to you right now? You can't actually define an object except light. It is the intensity. That's what they taught us in physics. Maybe you didn't come to class that day, the way I'm looking at you, Shelley. That's what they taught us in physics. So it is purple lights that make everything color purple come out. When purple light flashes on a particular subject, everything purple in that subject begins to find expression. And suddenly, it's not that there was no white light or black light or yellow light or blue light, but black light, yellow light, blue light, red light were submerged. They are not as much as the purple light. You want to pray this prayer? Lord, let the light of that particular area of my life supersede every other light. You hear what I said, sir? There's nothing sensible if your health is bouncing and your finance is low. Huh? Did you hear what I said, sir? So there's a particular aspect of your life that you are demanding that specific light to shine. You know what God did in Genesis chapter 1? The Bible says he separated lights. There were different kinds of light. The big light for the day, the small one for the night. And then he created stars again, and other dimensions of light. And all this light have dimensions of glory. Lord, let the light concerning this aspect of my life in specific, my brother, my sister, you know it is specific, let it shine above others. Lift up your voice now in the name of Jesus and declare this over your life. Mekuzali katarianda baredosa. Adido sani kabraga dam regoros kila malie. La sentura baliante dos kanyanda da balando. Erade skula lana na de paridos kalabanda. Letu sendi ande de mando. Akira balatari gobas kida malana. Zito finimante. Brage yamara balate koso to. Let that light shine in specific over the health of that brother, over the finance of that sister, over that challenge that looks to be bringing shame concerning that family. Let that light shine in specific over that situation, over their lives and destiny. That child that is walking in darkness, let that light shine in specific.
that family that is about to make a major decision. Let that light shine in specific. That young man, young woman that is about to make destiny decision concerning marital settlement. Let that light shine in specific. Whatever is still hidden in darkness, we command today, let there be light. We command today, let there be light. We command today, let there be light. Abale kosa erudavante lukasinamande praga biontopa merudo skilandanada concerning their business, concerning their career, ekozandi andara concerning their education. My Father, ekobrigadaba. God of light and glory, God of light and glory, God of light and glory, let your light shine upon every part, and there will be no trace of darkness at all over their fears, over their dealings. Every part of them begin to exude light in every dimension. For the light shineth in the darkness, and darkness could not comprehend. This day we came to decree as a family that the light of God will shine in darkness. A God who commanded light to shine out of darkness and shine to the light of the glory of the knowledge of Jesus. This light will cause us to triumph in every place, in every situation, in every dimension, over every person. Over the Ecclesia Embassy, let the light of God shine in every aspect, in every dimension, over all Ecclesia. Let the light of God shine. Ragabaye Beruto Salaya Etula Gadelosa Esomvarino Predia Topia Esototo Ecopregere Endula Balanda Etondododo Esandirena Malaya Esototo Ecobrigerebia Baridos Kedaba Berada Dada Esondolo Bala Rage Jabaria Meroto Echo Sanda Esulala Eshina Malaba. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I decree, because we've come to fellowship with the Father and the Son and the Spirit, we're living here with light. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Maybe seated. We declare your majesty. We proclaim that your name is exalted, for you reign magnificently, rule victoriously, and your power show through all the earth. And we exclaim, our God is mighty. We lift up your name, for you are holy. Singing again, all honor and glory in adoration, we bow before your throne. We declare your majesty.
proclaim that your name is exalted. For you reign magnificently, rule victoriously, and your power shown through all the earth. Yet again, by the power of light in the word of Christ, we pray that let no one remain in the state of confusion again. Let there be clarity tonight in the name of Jesus. Let everyone walk in the clearest dimension of spiritual sensitivity. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. I say in Jesus' mighty name. He's alive. And hallelujah. I say he's alive. And hallelujah. He's alive. And hallelujah. He's alive. And hallelujah. He's alive. And hallelujah. He's alive. And hallelujah, he's alive. And hallelujah, he's alive. And hallelujah. You know, the first time they said he's alive in the scripture, it was alerted. He's no longer in the grave. He's alive. And when he's alive, everything came back to life, including your life. He's alive. And hallelujah, 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 if he's alive, you're alive. If he's no longer in the grave, you're no longer in the grave. If he's risen, you are risen. If he's enthroned, you are enthroned. Somebody shouted, he's alive. Please, you may be seated. Praise God. Okay, smile to your neighbor, or with your neighbor, or at your neighbor. I don't understand. When I say smile, some people will just be looking serious. Meanwhile, they are the funniest people at home. You have a you need prayers. Look at that person and smile. I say smile to someone. The person just did like this. What is that? Smile, smile. If that person is not smiling, say, neighbor, look at me, look at me. I carry light. Let me use my light to tamper with your light. I think your light is not strong enough. That's why my light will overshadow your light. I smile at you again. If you are not smiling well today, I won't preach. You better smile. Because some people now think this is a serious message today. Oh, there's nothing serious about the message. Say something about the person's dress. I've not gotten you. You are still looking sanctimonious, looking holy. If you don't like the dress, just say, I don't like it. Praise God. Amen. Life is filled with so much adventures. God never promised that life was to be smooth. Above all, God promised that life will be adventurous. So life has its phases. Remember when we talked about the 8 seasons of life? And as you keep walking in the journey of life, one common denominator is pressure. This pressure comes in various strengths, trying to help you chart the course of your life. All kinds of pressure, not just external pressure, but some of us, we even put pressure on ourselves to make life result into some dimensions. And then as you walk in the journey of life, this pressure is because there are decisions you have to make. And oftentimes, some of those decisions we don't make right. How many of us have made error-free decisions in our life, all your journey of life? There's no decision you made that is false. Every decision has been correct. Let me see your hand. You didn't come. Even me, I didn't come. I've made babala nonsense decisions. Are you with me, somebody? Pressure. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Pressure. Life has become a mystery. It will only take the consciousness of our walk in Christ to demystify this mystery. From one decision you make to another, from one dimension to another. And all these decisions ultimately define your life or time. So there become a force that we must believe God to experience. I have, by the Spirit of God, seen so many as a servant of God that they will be actually be saying the things that are right. And God will be saying that is not what they meant. One of the times we will have missed it. The man of God walked into Ecclesia and gave Ecclesia his old church building. True or false? In Mowe, am I right? Mowe? Bega? Wuye? Don't know anywhere. A whole church building. Follow this. A whole church building. I said, oh, I've been seeing this signboard. And he came to church on that day. Said, the Lord said, I should. And then, look, Sela, is also. If you had gone, that's the end. Even you will die with it. Now that I came, a whole system facility where we would have started chains of businesses in worth of millions, offered the Ecclesia. It looks sensible. It looks beautiful. Common sense should make us enter into it, and then business will just, in fact, not less than 30 people will have employed at once. And God said, you have done it like this, and that's the end. Ecclesia will end up as a business venture. People had come with sweet mouths. Remember when the tent went down? It was only him that cried. He gave to us, I didn't want to tell you. And that was, I think, it was the week of WAP. It was the week of Gilgal. He just gave, I said, what's up with you? I just stop that nonsense. I didn't even know what had happened. The whole tent had pulled down. How many of us remember the tent? Can you remember? Some of you, you were not born again that time. No, the people that you saw that you are born again. For you to be in the Ecclesia, you are born again. If you are not in Ecclesia, that you are not born again. The whole thing pulled out. Because you came, what were you wasting time about? You have come earlier. You have seen drama. The whole thing pulled down. And I remember the millions I put in there personally. And this man came, I don't know, tell you, sir. God is your strength, sir. I said, shut up. And Giga was a son of Friday. And then the thing pulled down on Tuesday. Something like, is it Tuesday or Wednesday? And then I said, my friend, is it your church? Is it your tent? So I didn't move. I didn't shake. I didn't doubt. I didn't question. Another time. Remember? An engineer came and said, that time it was representing the how do you call it? Your head of Senate. What's his name? No, don't call his name. He's not even the one now. Head of Senate. No. That's the third in command of your country, eh? The Senate president is an engineer for him, and then his company, this is this guy, company, and said, we'll build everything for Ecclesia. They'll be paying. God said, if you had tried it, you will use your blood. You'll keep paying forever. And so when the God will just come. The glory I share about the church is mighty, it's powerful. I can see God everywhere. God is bringing. And as the person is talking, like the God will just say, error. Remember one sweet man of God. So I love his spirit. His gift of spirit is powerful. Awesome. So he came to my house then. And then, so he began to talk. He said, now is the time for him to resign where he was and join Ecclesia. This is where he's going to stay for life. And as I stood up, I said, I wanted to go and ease myself. And that was the truth. As I went there to titrate. As I began to address him, God said, God told me the name of his ministry. And he has a work for him.
So I called him outside. Let's sit down. I said, sir, you can't join the ecclesial workforce. You have a ministry. This is the name of him. He broke down, started crying. So why did you not do this? Why? He said, sir, how did you know? This is exactly what God told me. I said, you have to do it, sir. Can't join. God bless you. I haven't said all I've said, sir. You need discerning of the Spirit. So, your education, your expertise, your experience, the external consensus of men cannot substitute the discerning of the Spirit. When it's got to do with the decisions of life, master's or your PhD is irrelevant. You will need the help of the Holy Ghost to know who is for you, who is not for you. To know what is for you, what is not for you. If not, after a while, you begin to question, probably God didn't call me. Probably what I was doing was not right. Lift up your right hand. Father, let the channel of my spirit open. Pray that prayer for yourself. Pray that prayer for yourself. Let the channel of my spirit open. Pray for yourself, my brother. One pressure can put you into danger. One pressure can make you lose it. Let the channel of my spirit open today. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. You know, as we were praying just now, the Holy Spirit said, tell those of them that they know that my plan for them is real. That is, I am called them into ministry. Tell them that they will need this to survive. Many great men of God operate in the gift of the Spirit. Many great men of God, unusual anointing, but discerning. I've told you the story of a great anointed man of God. Anointed. His prophecies are accurate. But at the end of the day, discerning of spirit altered his ministry until he became the meat of a Jezebel. And when she was through, she said, there's nothing you have again. I've collected everything. And sir, you know what she said? She said, we know your weakness. Your weakness was your emotion. So they sent me. The forces with me were the spirit of emotions. So they sent me to capture your emotions. Now, after just, 2 or 3 years in marriage, said, we're true with you. We are empty. Come on, get out. And she walked away. True with you. So my brothers and sisters, it becomes very crucial that you must desire to know how to discern. Look up, everybody. These are 2 gifts here. How many of you know what is inside? So amazing. If probably I tell you to come and pick a gift, your permutations are very clear. This is looking long, so maybe it's a shoe. Come on, Selaba. The shoe will be powerful. This is from lead brother. Kabbalah, yes. And then you are even checking the wrapper, and the wrapper is suggesting something very attractive. But you don't know what's inside. If I offered you, hey, make a choice. Most of you make this choice. Especially this one is even heavier. And this one is so light. Heaviness of the spirit. Thank you. Mala, Bego, Soto, Toto, Jean Pratakata. And this one, Shukaraba. Follow me, friends. Sir, you will need this message. And I've asked the Holy Spirit, he said, don't bring them into some strong dimensions. Because hear me? I won't even talk about demon at all. Because the secret of discerning, I will say it last to tell you, is not about the idea of discerning. Is seeing things from the operations and the workings of the spirit in a place and in a person's life. Not seeing it from a demonic standpoint. If not, you become paranoid. You walk into it. I sense some powers operating here. And then immediately you see your seed. You see some white things. They've come. It's from my village. So do you understand? You go paranoid. You're very sick. They offer you food. Something is wrong. Where good man is looking at me today. Wants to collect my ministry. Usually it's very cheap. That's why they can collect it from you. Sir, are you getting what I'm trying to say? It's an eternal truth, sir. There will be nobody that will grow above discernment. You can keep making the right decision once. One wrong decision can alter every right decision. That is the issue. I've told you, I constantly return back. After Sunday, you're happy. I go back, Lord. Am I still on track? I can quickly use this week to scatter it. What I built last week. And make sure I'm on track. I don't want to please Sheila or Shelley. I want to please God. One decision to favor Harrison. Akeni can alter the whole system. Also, one wrong person that just trails in can bring so much imbalance. I decree. This discernment will not be far from you again. Yeah. You know what Jesus said? Jesus said, don't judge you. Don't judge with the physical eyes. John chapter 7 verse 24. Don't judge. Don't judge externally. You can't judge. Hear me? You can't. Do Bible is babysitting English. You can't judge by the wraps. Let not your decisions be based on what you see, but on righteousness. We talks about dakonio, relationship. On the relationship with light and exposure with God. Good news message. Oh, Karabalis. Read, everybody. Want to go? She's so nice. Sir, I told you last week. Don't think, and the devil is smarter than that. The devil will not come with on again. So you now see long nails. No. He will come dressed like the brother. Even quote scripture. How are you, sister? The Lord bless you. The Lord just spoke to me here. That the glory of your glory is upon my glory. Your life rubbed on my life, like Sister Uche Raymond, until life becomes life. He's coming on you. I feel something every time I see you. I perceive in my spirit that you're my bone of bone and my flesh of flesh. You would not regret knowing me. Glory to God. Be aware that the devil will not give you toasting words. The one you don't like is the one you like, because you have been saying, all of you, cherish and Ajiri, the Holy One, Lord Father, give me man like Lee brother that can quote scripture and can worship, and the person will just troll into service one of these days and just say, and they'll just be worshiping God, and they'll be speaking in tongues, and then after service, you just when you're about to take your huba, just go, hey, young lady, God bless you. We even quote a scripture that has a connection with Uber. Oh, Shebaba. Hey, baby. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And then, and they just wonder, what is happening here? This guy is good. The devil will not, return back that scripture. The devil will not use what you don't like for you. Don't judge. Don't be, go back to message. Don't be nitpickers. Use your head. I've told you, use your head. In fact, now, and your heart, to discern what is right, to test what is authentically right. I've always seen that sister when we're worshiping. She's always crying and closing her eyes and feeling God and breaking ecclesia chairs. It's not true. You see, you're laughing. Maybe message is almost over. I'm about going somewhere because I must end with impartation. I must believe God that something will enter your spirit. That from now you just, no, it's not right. And then you come to my realm. Lord, show me the future of this person. Oh, stay clear. A lie. It's 2021. I'm going to show you 2044. How the person will damage you without brake light. So look away. Demo. She will write to them. Okay. Thank you, Father. Look, have you ever imagined, especially in our generation, what does he have? And then young lady now, probably in a relationship, another person just comes because the person has small money. Mm-hmm. I can perceive. What are you perceiving, sir? Money. Because the reality is this, sir. Romance without finance is annoyance. I mean, do you understand? Sir, that's the truth. I love you. We can't go Jevnik. I love you. We can't go drumstick. I love you. It's even better to say, I hate you, and be spending money. I know where I'm going to today. It's looking beautiful. Caris, write in this box. This one that looks beautiful and bigger, which I know with your big, nice glasses, Sister Victoria, this one you will choose. Write in this box. It's empty bottle. Then use tissue. You know that paper, that brown part of it inside there. But everything is looking packaged. And in this generation, packaging, oh, more. Hi, God bless you. Wow. I'm just, for me. What a stupid generation. Sir, do you understand? But right in this box, worth over 100,000. Everything altogether in this box, maybe it's not 5,000. Can't you see? It's tall, it's dark, handsome, speaks in tongues. His tongue is not lead brother's own. His tongue is a girl's. Come on, think of that. Shut up. And when he worships, in fact, there's a presence that hovers everywhere. If you see his house, he took me to his house. So nice. Hello. Do you know he didn't even hug me? I didn't mean single ladies or single men. No, Do you can't believe in the ugly? What a decent guy. I'm just trying to make sense. Yellow guy there. Feel fine guy. He didn't hug me. In fact, he opened the door for me. Oh, Lua. He carried my bag. Oh, Delufefe. Oh, Deburuku. He carried my bag. I felt him. Sir, you see, I'm laughing like this, but I have a grace. One of my top grace, and I make boast in heaven, is discerning of spirit. So when I tell you something, don't do it. If you do it, you suffer. It doesn't matter the years. That some people are piled waiting for them. It's not a mouth. Because as he's telling me, I have seen the future. He doesn't just tell me. He tells me and tell me, this is what will happen at the end. So I want you to grab it by smiling. Because something will drop on you. Hey. That you will walk out of that error. Finally! Yeah. Sir, it's only we believers that are very desperate. Devil can spend 30 years with you to hit Sauga and eat his target at the 30th year. By September, by WAP now, next season begins, unveiled, and we are desperate. The devil has planned for next season, even for Ecclesia, 20 years ago. So we just wake up and just think that things are just like that. I'm just trying to awaken your spiritual sensitivity. Let me give you definitions of discerning. Is that okay? Should we do that, sir? Holy Ghost, help us today. Help us today. I want to try my best to close early, but I don't know. Should we eat our target today? Okay, let's go. All right. To discern simply means to detect. To detect. To differentiate. Detect, differentiate, distinct. Distinguish. Decode. Detect, differentiate, distinct, distinguish. Decode, discover. Describe. Demystify. To detect, to differentiate, to distinct, to distinct, to distinguish, to decode, to discover, to describe, to demystify. Can I continue? I'm going to give you enough definitions. Permit me, sir. So that at the end of the day, you can understand where we're going, sir. Is that okay, friends? Amen? All right. Discernment is the ability to properly discriminate or make decisions and determinations. Discernment is the ability to properly discriminate or make decisions and determinations. So one outright blessedness advantage of discerning is decision making. Is what, sir? Decision making. Lina Mahaselo Kapradi Askaraba. From now on, you won't make decisions after your flesh. Don't forget that scripture today, sir. John 7:24. Jesus said, it's not about the standard of the world. There is a true standard for every decision you are to make. Oh. So through discernment, God gives you an advantage and guides you into making right decisions. Are you with me, somebody? Making right, accurate decision that is relative to your destiny. Another advantage that discernment does for you is to bring you to the understanding of matters beyond the literal sense. Beyond the literal sense.
bringing you to understanding of matters beyond the literal sense, beyond the five senses. Another definition of discernment: giving insight of what is going on. Discernment, or to discern, is to give insight of what is going on or what is operating behind the scene. Oh, Kalidos. Remember, I taught you the gift of the Spirit, and discerning of the Spirit is one of the revelational gifts, and that is supernatural sensitivity to know into realms beyond the physical. Write it down. That's another definition of discernment. Supernatural sensitivity to know beyond the realm of the physical. Because most of the time we judge after the physical. Jesus said you can't judge after the physical. To discern also means to perceive by seeing or hearing. To perceive by seeing or hearing. You know, this discernment, knowing how to discern, is very crucial in these very precarious times we find ourselves. Things are getting much more gloomier. Suddenly, some of us are coming into an awakeness. Ah, I didn't know this guy was like this. So, in case you don't know what befell you, Nigerians. 2014, you checked all the list of the people that you wanted to vote for, and you said this one was righteous. He declared his asset. In fact, they gave him the name of God, the righteous one. He's clean. He didn't steal. This one is the worst ever. Oh, wait, sir. Oh, please, because I understand the schemes of the devil, and I'll pray this prayer, but let me say this. Because I understand the schemes of the devil, you think you are quite blind, thinking this adopting and kidnapping and killings are ordinary. They are not. It's because of the error you made when to vote. He looks the righteous one. It's not by height or by slimness or by no tummy. You think all these bloodshed are ordinary? He got it from a kingdom of darkness. So it's time to pay back. That's why I can stand on the reality of God's truth. Because when it is exposed, I can escape. I therefore decree, no ecclesian will be a victim of adoption. No ecclesia will be involved in any bloodshed. You will not be assassinated. You will not be eliminated. In the name of Jesus. Can you walk into a church and pack a whole people? How can the saints of God be going half of a church in redeem, pack them? Half of school, pack them. And you think it's normal, and I laugh at you. It's a state of emergency. The ecclesia, for who? To what? What has been planned? If I should ask some people to vote for him, all of you, many of you will lift up your hand. I decree in the name of Jesus, you will not make decision after the flesh again. Sir, if you don't remember anything, sir, the devil will not come. Aunts will make up, wear designer baths, put on sweet perfume, make sure he's in a very strategic MSP platform.
Am I making sense? I'm just trying to help you, sir. Are you with me? Let's quickly go through it. Oh my God. How do I discern? I want to use 20 minutes. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'll try. I'll try. Please permit me. Don't worry. We enter Gilgal. We enter more tougher things. This is our children's church. We just enjoy it and be strong. Is that okay? All right. How do I discern? Number one, be in the spirit always. Be in the spirit always. I just want to awaken. And what am I saying here? Awaken your spiritualness. Your spiritualness. If there's any English like that, write it down. Awaken your spiritualness. Awaken your spiritual antenna. Awaken your spiritual sensitivity. Why? You are a spirit. Be in the spirit always. I'm not talking about being very spooky. Ooh. That's not what I'm talking about. Hey, psychiatrist, look up. I'm not talking about, oh, just come on. Oh, I perceive something here. Don't perceive anything. I smell demons. It's a lie. If it's not your body odor, it's someone's booze. I perceived. Smell. That's not what I'm talking about here. Don't come up and begin to be spooky. Ooh, can I ask you to be very careful of even those people that will just come to church and they'll just be speaking in tongues and looking as if you, by the time you stay by their side, you look and say, Am I making sense? And every small thing, there's a... Shekaba. And then, sir, have you noticed the first time they will now talk to you? The Lord sent me to you. I've told you, sir. You don't listen to anybody apart from me. Mamua and Goodman. Anybody that said the Lord said is a lie. Even Mamua and Goodman cannot see. They don't have the. See, there's a realm, there's a order in the realm of the spirit. You don't come into a territory like this and God will be speaking to you concerning the work. It doesn't happen like that, except the man has lost his connection with God. Sir, do you understand what I'm trying to say? God does not speak to the hand, God speaks to the head. And I was, Uncle Patrick, what did the Lord say about the church? Come and tell me. Come and tell you for what? Keep it to yourself. Sir, do you understand? What am I saying? Be in the spirit. I'm not saying you should be spooky. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And you see, and it begins with consciousness. You see, when you begin to embrace consciousness, you will let your spirit gain ascendancy at all times. When you are conscious that you are a spirit, you let your spirit, man, begin to gain ascendancy in any way you find yourself at all times. Are you with me, somebody? Very important. Suddenly you are at a board meeting, or you are at any meeting, and you're about to make a decision. Switch to the spirit. I see, and that's why I'm encouraging my brothers and sisters. When you speak in tongues, there's something you are doing to your spirit. That spirit of yours may not pick the signal now, but something has dropped. It can now be just a perception. It can be something just palpitating over your spirit, man. It can also be through dreams. It can even be suddenly you are cooking, a thought just drops. But you will have thought that it was a dream or the thought. No, it's because you have prayed in the spirit. When you're praying in the spirit over a particular decision or a subject matter, listen to me. You know what it means? Let me tell you what it means in case you don't know today. You have registered a transaction in the realm of the spirit. It's like walking into the bank and you have a checkbook or a withdrawal slip. What do you do, sir? You feel it and you tell the teller or the cashier. You give it to the cashier. They will say, you go and sit. Is that okay? When you speak in tongues, you have registered a transaction in the realm of the spirit. After a while, Mr. Patrick, please come. You cash it out. Am I talking to someone? Very important. Always learn to be in the spirit, especially at the verge of making decisions, especially when things are around you that you can't understand, you can't explain. before you go to a dimension of sin, right into the supernatural, right into the heart of people. This is how it's done, sir. Sir, this is how it's done. I can bore you with, just, we're not up to 5 years, I can bore you with near escape of disaster in Ecclesia. I can bore you, if not for the sign of spirit. No. Error, 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 error. There was a time I was about to hand over the whole Ecclesia under a spiritual fatherhood cover. And it was making sense. You are finished. You will dry up. You will be burying them one after the other, one after the other. What? And I said, hey, I am the only father over this work. No fatherhood of any kind. Don't you know what I told Jesus? Jesus said, doctrine of Christ, let no man claim fatherhood over your life. That is what is in vogue. Every man of God put another man of God that doing his father of the ministry. We are not those. There are some things that looks logical and makes so much sense. Someone from America said, I can bore you from abroad. So I call. Oh. And send link for lands and mortgaging and everything. It makes so much sense. And the person said, sir, if you get it, walk to a bank, go to the bank, and they just give you property and get it. We will also sponsor. Equa, go say, ha. 4 years, who sponsored Ecclesia? Don't go there. I'm too big for any man to support me. I bought him smart. The pressure was so much. The pressure was so nice. My family have decided we're going to give you some dollars to handle strong. Who will hear dollars and your voice will not change? And so when it's now 1 to 500 naira, I'll go punish it for you Nigerians. Hey! I'll say, hey! No way! Error. I decree any decision made in the realm of darkness that is about to put pressure on you is aborted now. Friends, I can bore you with them. Let's continue. Be in the spirit. What am I saying there? Give the Holy Spirit preference anytime you're about to make decision. It will help you to discern. Holy Ghost, even if you are not saying it out, hey, say it in your spirit. What are you saying? What are you saying about this matter? Even you're about to make a decision to pay for the house. Hey, Holy Ghost, is that the place? Because, sir, there are some houses you enter, the painting is good, nice room, big, and that's the end. Your spiritual atmosphere shut down. Your connectivity you will never get again. Don't forget 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14. A natural man cannot understand the things of the spirit because it's foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. You are not a natural man. You are a man of the spirit. Gain ascendancy every time. Probe things from the realm of the spirit. So you can discern properly and correctly always. Not everything that glitters is gold. Be in the spirit. Someone is asking, but sir, hey. You are of the spirit. You are born of the spirit. The spirit of Christ is in you. Let it have the priority. That's what I'm saying. I didn't say be in the spirit. You are not a herbalist. Mm-mm. Do you understand? In the heat of the laughter. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I get on. There's a realm that only in the spirit you can catch. Revelation chapter 1, verse 10. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard. Revelation chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. Let me show you this. Let me bring you this. Verse 2. I suddenly was in the spirit, and I began to see. Number 2. Build yourself in the word of Christ. You see, friends, there's nothing I can do to take you out of your spiritual growth. It's very important. In as much as he assured me, as I pray for you, he will bring you into a level of discernment. But I can't do beyond this. The reality is this. Your spiritual growth is very crucial. The word. Build yourself in the word of Christ. Not just to know, but make the word of God your daily spiritual food, which it is. That is it. Your daily spiritual meal. Feed on the word. Because understand, it's your necessary food. You can't do without it. Matthew 4:4. That's it. Not only by bread alone, but by every word that proceed. Your life is tied to this. In Isaiah chapter 4:7, there was a communication of who Jesus was and the reality of him. But verse 14 introduced him as Emmanuel. Verse 15 said, but an honey shall he eat, that he may know to refuse evil and choose good. And I've showed you that butter and honey are the dimensions of the word. From the water to the milk, to the meat, to the strong meat, to the butter and honey level, to the wine level, to the oil level. These are all dimensions of the word. I've taught you before, so don't look at me that way. Are you getting what I'm trying, sir? He said, concerning Jesus, butter and honey shall he eat. Because understand, in case you are confused, cherish, it's not talking about food. I can just eat food and then you begin to discern both good and evil. Go to verse 15 now. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? How can you just get there? No, sir. So he was not talking about physical food. Someone's like, here now. He was talking about the dimension of the word of God. I get what I'm trying to say. Verse 16. He said, for before the child shall know to refuse what, sir? The evil and choose the what, sir? Good. He will know to refuse the evil and choose the good. Hebrews chapter 11. Chapter 5 from verse 11 to verse 14. He said, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. For the time ye ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God. One of these times we look at that. What are the first principles of the oracles of God? Which is in Hebrews chapter 6 in full detail. Without even adding anything. He said, and are become such as have need of milk and not water. Strong meat. Now, hear what he said. He said, for strong meat is of them who by reason of use have exercised themselves to discern both good and evil. So the more you are growing in the word of God, the more your ability to discern. Those of you that are not doing the congregational reading, please go back to it. It will help you ultimately. It's not just about the now. NLT from verse 13 of that scripture, sir. For everyone who lives on milk is still an infant and does not know how to do what is right. So strong or solid food is for those who are mature, who through training have the skill to recognize the difference between right and wrong. Now, hear me. For those of you doing DTD, It's not possible after this, we've done 6 weeks. It's not possible after the next 6 weeks for you to be in the same level with others. Go possible forever. Why? Strong meat. Is it making sense? And stronger meat by Saturday. So do you understand? So you come to a point where no, you just know. No. See the capacity of the intensity of the word of God. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. The Bible says the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of thought. Is the what, sir? Discerner of thought. And everything that comes out of you starts from your thought. Ooh. So the word of God is not just for shouting, yo, woo, glory. Yeah, it's discerning thought and intent of the heart. Make it easy for us. Every word that God speaks is alive and powerful. His word is sharper than any long knife that has two sharp edges. Sir, if God said so, that is it. So what you're carrying is a sharp word of God. Any long knife, no matter how hidden, it will find its way out. Say, so just as that knife can cut deep, God's word goes very deep into us. His word can even cut between human nature and spirit, because we descend from three realms. The realm of the spirits that God communicates through. Angelic spirit, angelic beings, spirit of judgment made perfect. The realm of demons and the human spirit. Do you understand what I'm saying, somebody? So, he said, when we settle with the word of God, the deepest realms are exposed to us. Hey, Lua. He said, hear this. He said, his word can even cut between human nature and spirit. It is like a sharp knife that can cut between our bones or even through our bones. God's word shows that we are really thinking. It shows what we really want. And the assignment starts from the thought. Thinking thoughts. Next verse. There is nothing in the whole world that can be hid from God. So what is God saying here? There's nothing that can be hid from his word, because his word and him are the same. Are you getting me, sir? Hear this. He can see everything completely and clearly, and we will have to explain to him everything that we have done during our lives. Can we do passion? For we have the living word of God, which is full of energy, and it pierces more sharply than a two-edged sword. It will even penetrate to the very core of our being, where soul and spirit, bone and marrow meet. It interprets and reveals the true thoughts and the secret motives of our hearts. Do you understand, sir? The word of God. Don't play with it. Next verse, sir. There is not one person who can hide their thoughts from God. Jeez. Selah. Number three. Pay attention to the growth and development of your spirit, soul, and body. Take note of what I said. Pay attention to the growth and development of your spirit, soul, and body. Oftentimes, we speak about our spiritual growth. Oftentimes, we pay attention to our soul's growth. It's very good. It's very, very important. Don't forget, the soul is made of the mind, the intellect, and the will. And that's why for us, Ecclesia is a good place for us. Because even mentally, we are building. We are growing. We are becoming much more intelligent. Are you with me, somebody? Pay attention to every dimension of your growth. Learn to begin to make right choices by the reason of how informed your mind is. Pay attention to it. Develop a spiritual mental strength so that you will be stable in your decisions. Any small emotional thing, you change your mind. No, sir. It will help your discernment ultimately. Pay attention to all these things. Pay attention to your body. What? Yes, sir. He said, making your spirit, soul, and body complete. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 23. Pay attention to your body. Your body is so crucial. Hey, sir, can I talk to you, sir? Can I talk to you? Demons uses human bodies to operate. When, for instance, you begin to be very careless about your cleanliness, you're exposing yourself to demonic attraction. You may not like this for some of you. Get rid of that body odor. Demons smell. When demons come around, the first person that is likely to be to penetrate is one that smells also. Like begets like. I'm not insulting anyone, so get rid of it. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Get rid of it. Get rid of it, of your smelly room, smelly environment. You've heard it, it's not in scripture, so don't quote it. Cleanliness is closer to what? Godliness. Get rid of it. Any nice thing, nice smell, the demon doesn't like dirty things. That's why the first animal, listen to this, the first animal that the demons like relating with is called the pig. And a dirty person is called, is it making sense? So pay attention to your body. Stop wearing the same dress you're not washing, smelling like e-goat. I'm not insulting anyone. Please take note. Everybody has a body odor. Pay attention to your own. Shave. Buy deodorant. There's some that Mala sell. If it's too expensive, just buy those Mala one. So, do you understand what I'm saying, sir? You may think I'm joking, but that's the truth. Hey, pay attention to your body. It's not everywhere you go and eat. You want to grow in the spirit? Stop eating everywhere. We're going. It's like that Amala joint. Danger. They mortgage people. They don't know. I just came to make sense. I was sent. I don't pass on about business. But that place is a danger. Ooh. Crowd. Morning, afternoon, night. One of them up way. Morning, sorrow. It will soon be exposed. He told me. It's not everywhere you eat. It is when you they do you. And you want to hear the truth? It is that your best food the devil will use. You don't like beans, you won't use beans. You like turkey and fried rice. Pay attention. I'm talking to people who want to grow. Do you want to grow, sir? Pay attention. You want to do well? Learn to cook your own food. I'm talking to people who want to grow. Don't see me eat carelessly. No matter who cooks it. You can eat a food and you lose your discernment. You've heard me say, sir, let me turn another coin. Food is a poison to the spirit. as simple as even the eba you ate, you couldn't pray, Molade. How much more? What kind of food anywhere? Shh, just shut down. I'm talking to people who wants, discernment is in a frequency. If you are not, sir, 95.1, if you are in 94.9, are you there, sir? You are not there. You won't catch it. Please understand what I'm saying. Please understand. I'm saying, don't take me personal, though. Don't take anything I'm saying to be personal. This is your destiny I'm talking about. Are you with me, somebody? Pay attention to your body. Sir, because, sir, hear me, sir. Your five senses must be alert if you want to discern. Sight, smell, taste, hear, and touch. Your five senses. Is the sixth one people always make noise about? No, sir. Sharp. Your five senses must be alert. So pay attention to your spirit. So let's do that scripture. Let's do that scripture. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. Thank you. Let's enjoy this together. We'll take it from verse 21. Go. 21. Proof how many things? Hold fast to how many things? That which is good. Go on. Abstain. Sir, you see, the word of God is sequential, though. Proof all things. Hold fast to what is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. How will you do it? Verse 23. Follow this. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray that your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved. So you can experience that abstaining from evil, hold fast to that which is good, prove all things, until your spirit, soul, and body is whole. So you can be spiritually high, your body is damaged. You can be physically strong, and mentally you're not there. I decree a repair now. Let that amen resound. Are you getting what I'm trying to say, somebody? By the way, for your information, as a man and a woman of the spirit, it is not every kind of food that is eatable. There's some proteins and animals that you eat and it affects your spirit. Goes contrary to the realm of the spirit. I've caused trouble. Give us a list. I won't. Grow. Even if you are confused, go and read the book of Leviticus. So concerning the priest and the Levite, thou shalt not eat this kind of animals. But Jesus has sanctified all things. I clap for you. Go and eat everything. Even snake, go and eat. Do you understand? You know, careless people. That's the scripture they will quote. Jesus has sanctified everything. Everything is sanctified by the blood of Jesus. Glory to God. Are you with me, somebody? Let me end this way, but it's not the way to end, but let me end this way. Love. Love. Yeah. You're wondering, yeah? Let me communicate this to you. Following the way of love, this is to see things and hear things from God's viewpoint. Discerning things through the Spirit based on the Father's love. Never make discernment, making the demons or the devil a priority. Make a discernment, and I've said this before, based on the Holy Ghost, what he's doing in the life of someone, on your life, or in people's life. It will help you to stop being so judgmental and so opinion your approach. Do you understand? Love. By discerning through love. Your discernment will be free of fear, suspicion, and demonic activities. what you enjoy is that your discernment will be life-giving, bringing freedom and transformation at all times. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 31 said, hey, covetousness is the best gift. Say, but yet I show you a more excellent way. And what is the more excellent way? Love. Love is the more excellent way. New Living Translation, NLT said, so you should earnestly desire the most helpful gift, but now let me show you a way of life that is best of all. And inside it went ahead. What is the next verse? It's chapter 13, verse 1. It said, love. Do you understand? Love. So you can't, hear me, you can't operate in this discernment without love. Walk in love. Love for God, love for others. And blessed be God, today again we have come for in love with Him. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 1. Do you have ERV? Read, everybody. Please, look up. Want to go? Read. Sir, what should be the goal of your life, sir? Sir, hear me, sir. When you walk in real love, you always know the truth. You can't be in darkness. Not deception, not lies, not pretense. When your relationship or your communication with someone is based on true love, sir, even if the person is pretending, they are the ones that will fail at the end of the day, not you. When you are someone that doesn't call something black, meanwhile, it is not black, it's another color entirely. Sir, do you understand? Hear me, you walk out of any kind of deception. Let your goal for life be love. Make a message, sir. Message. Go to message. Fast. Go after a life of love. As if your life does what, sir? Depends on it. Depend on it, because it does. NLT. Let love be your highest. Ooh. Oof. Rise to your feet, everybody. I have to go home. Remember what the Bible said? It said the greatest is love. Let love be your highest goal. You will always know what to do. Lift up your two hands and thank God for His word. Go ahead and thank Him, please. Go ahead and thank Him. Go ahead and thank Him. Please thank Him. Please thank Him. Very crucial, very important. Thank Him, thank Him, thank Him. Thank Him, thank Him, thank Him. Father, we thank You for Your word. Thank You, Jesus. Give Him praise, give Him glory. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, let's pray. Very short, strong prayer. Just say it. It's okay, very simple. Lord, awake every part of my body. You hear what I said, sir? Hey, hello, sir. Hello, sir. Hello. Huh? What am I troubling you over? You walk into a place, suddenly you are sneezing continually. Sure. Awake how many parts of my body? So the sense of smell, something is reacting. All those demonic something that means something good is coming. Relax, relax, relax. Or they are calling your name. Are we? Is that not what your Bible used to say? When you are sneezing, because they are calling your name. That's a ballistic mentality. Sir, awake every part of my body. Do you understand? Suddenly, your right ear is, you walk into a place. Someone is saying something to you. And the person is smiling, but it's for your destruction. Ooh. I said, Lord, what's happening here? You want to pray that prayer, sir? Lord, awake every part of my body. Lift up your voice in the name of Jesus. Pray that prayer with all your strength, because it's only 30 seconds you will pray. Only 30 seconds. Only 30 seconds. Awake every part of my body. My eyes will see. My ears will hear. My nose will smell. My tongue will taste.
that will touch. I am sensitive. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Lord, help me cut the signal of light. He said, because you walk in light, he is the father of light. This is the message we have heard. 1 John chapter 1 verse 5. And declared unto you that God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. And he said, if truly we have fellowship with him, therefore we can't be walking in light, in darkness. Lord, help me to cut every lies. Because understand, sir, that guy can lie to you and trap you. That employee uncle can lie to you and carry your money away. That man can tell you to go and make those prints, and then that's the end. You enter bankruptcy. That person can disguise as housemaid to do good, but it's pure disaster. But someone, I think 2006, into my house, and then like that, and I said, "Why never say this right is errors? It's not so. It's my mommy that say okay, no problem." It didn't take 3 months. By the time, do you understand? I just got home that day, and then all kind of funny reactions. I said, "What's all this, woman? You have not done this. What's all this?" I just pulled my belt out. I said, "You know, I told you you're a demon." And then by the time I said, "I will kill you today," now went to make it. I said, "Ma, everything I've told you about your husband is a lie." "And what was it?" "He has been coming to molest me sexually." "So Lodi, this is a lie, yo." "He says it's a lie. They sent me." "How did they send you? You want to hear the truth?" "Even on your wedding day, they sent to make her mad. To turn her mad, she escaped because you said she should not sleep in a place. She sleep in a place. First escape. Ever since I came to the house, I poisoned them. It was only two I had. King Victor and Awesome. I've poisoned them consistently. But something we notice that at night you just wake up, you go and lay hand on them. There are several times they were to die through that sleep." So everybody started begging me, "Please," I said, "look at you. Sir, help me." Anytime lie, because it starts from lie. Lie spirit. Every lie. Lord, cause my spirit to catch it. Lift up your voice, pray. Pray! Pray, sir. Pray, ma. Pray, sir. You will need this. If your destiny is great, the devil has things he has installed ahead of you. In Jesus' precious name. Now, listen, let me tell you something, sir. You see, the devil works by networking. Networking. If they start discovering that, okay, this guy is like designing, or she's like designing, they just put someone in your life who will finish you gently. Monitoring spirit. Put the person in your life. You don't discover that when you're about to make some spiritual decision, the person always second. They lie. So when you see me behaving the way I behave, you know that I know some things that you don't know. When you see me protecting some things, you think I'm careless? You think I'm stupid? When you see me working with these people, you think I'm mad? You think I'm careless? If not for them, I would have been finished. Because God has used them as a guide for me. Can we pray? Huh? Every wolf in sheep clothing. Hold on. The Holy Spirit said trouble will happen. You want to pray the prayer? He said, if they pray it, I will expose the things they don't know and the people that they thought was right. You want to pray it? Lord, if I hear you, answer now. Every wolf in sheep clothing, expose to me. Expose to me. Expose to me. Lift up your voice and pray. Leave Every wolf in sheep clothing. People who don't mean for my good. People who don't stand for my forwardness. Expose them. Expose them. Expose them. Expose them. Wherever they are. Whatever they stand for. Holy Ghost. Alinda da do fatan asha.
Out of demon gate, to where I'm ordained,
the
things that were made from things unseen. There are realms of glory that my world should see.
Shario.
Dimensions found only in Jesus Christ the Son. So channels of my spirit open up. Hey, I am with the Father. Open up.
Open up.
Ayate, no boundaries, no limit.
Open up. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let deep call on to deep. Open up. Out of demon day. To where I'm ordained, for things that were made from things unseen. There are realms of glory that my world should see. Dimensions found only in Jesus Christ the Son. So channels of my spirit open up. I am with the Father.
Open up.
No boundaries, no limits.
Open up.
Osaya Kelesh, let it call on to thee.
Open up.
Hey, channels of my spirit.
Open up. Lift up your voice and declare.
I am with the Father.
Open up.
No limit.
Open up.
I am a mama, I am Kosa. Let him fall out to deep.
Open up.
Hey, 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 hey. Channels of my spirit.
Open up.
And I'm a yakes, I am a. I am with the Father.
Open up.
As an
amateur.
Lift up your two hands everywhere.
When Elijah was on the mountain in Dothan, the Bible said there were chariots and armies of the enemies encamped around the mountain. And his servants rushed and said, Ah, sir, alas, The people surrounding us are so empty. In 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 17, Elisha said, Lord, open his eyes so that he can see and understand that they that be for us are more than they that are against us. I decree today, by the reason of impartation, everyone's spirit that is desperate right now, by the reason of impartation, I command your spirit to be open now. I command your eyes to be open to see now. I command your ears to be open to perceive now. Now hear me. Because discerning of the Spirit is a gift of the Spirit. I decree today that in the name that is above every name, receive that gift afresh now. Whatever is contrary to you, but suddenly you are embracing. Elu, Salah, Poridi, Kadula, Jacoba, Sonia, Korodos, Sane. Listen, look up, look up. Stay in that position. Let me help you. You know why? You see, for those of you that are finding affliction in the body or nonsense, you have not used the water. It's like the ones you collected in Yuga, or probably the one I blessed one of these times. You're joking. You're joking. The mystery God has given to me is water. The first time God showed me the mystery of water in the cleanser, sir, it was with him. And I was to pick it. You know what happened, sir? You know what happened? Suddenly, the first thing I saw in the pathway to pick it was a puppy. And I love dogs. So the dog began to intercept me. You hear what I said? You hear what I said? Huh? As I was close to the dog, I saw Mungwa from nowhere. He said, sir, it's not dog, it is snake. What, sir? Say it is dog now. It is puppy. So beautiful. And my house of the spirit opened. Truly, just as this prophet woman would say, snake. You understand the disguise of the devil. And then by the time I gained access to the water, I said, that's the mystery I've given to you. Do you understand the communication? I decree today, every trap that the enemy has placed on your pathway, that is in disguise to the mystery of your destiny to unravel, is exposed now. Whatever that is not of God hanging around you, person, house, relationship, dress, shoe, wristwatch, anything, whatever it is, I command them to disappear now. Every monitoring spirit over your destiny, Bilia Sula, Akia Tahaya, Berenda Kantala Gayato Tikada Brenda Kataya, Legeziko Sota Diandada, Lide Giza, Zoprida Kayataka. I command them to grow blind now. Oh, I bring you to the blessedness of Christ. In the name that is above every name, for everyone under the sound of my voice, from today, you will not be misguided again. Right decisions you begin to make. Wrong decisions you continually avoid. In the name of Jesus. Father, such as I have, I impart into their spirit. So at this point, all that you need to do is to I receive. I decree the spirit of disarmament. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. You will see clearly. You will hear clearly. You will perceive clearly. In the name of Jesus. Spiritual intuition now. Spiritual perception now. Spiritual sensitivity now. Spiritual nudges now. In the name of Jesus. Whatever you will do that will make destiny to stop, by discernment you will avoid them. In the day of trouble, you will not come early. Did you hear what I said, sir? In the day of trouble, you will be delayed. In the day where that evil is to be concocted and fulfilled, I decree that is the day you will not wake up too early. Oh, when that trap is about to happen, to snap up, that's the day you will run so fast and get there before it happens. The God of heaven, who has been guiding this work continually, slowly but surely, I call on you, my Father, on behalf of these great people, that in the name of Jesus, may you be continually guided. This is your month of light. This light will shine and darkness will hate you. They will not relate with you again. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I pray that in the name that is above every name, that decision you will make that will cause everything about your spiritual life to go down, you will not make them. The one that have been made that is giving you concern and problem, by the blood of Jesus, I decree mercy will prevail for you. In the name of Jesus, you are coming out of that cocoon of hell. In the name of Jesus. And I curse that devil who had resolved to confuse young men, young women from the path of light when it's got to do with destiny or decisions that is got to do with their life. I decree from now, devil, lose your hold of them today. The ones you have tampered with, that's enough. None of these ones will be affected again. You continually be rooted and grounded in Christ forever. In the name of Jesus. Hey, Oluwa, I say it again today. I told someone three times, don't marry that person. Three times, call the person. Please don't marry. Please don't marry. On the day of the marriage, all people were dancing, I was crying. And God said, see doom. And I saw the future, trapped eternally. And he said, now pray. I said, why? There's a call upon his life, you know that. But the problem is this, if you don't pray well, it will transfer to ecclesia also. I said, they're crying. I called Momo, I called Goodman, I called another person. I called another person far, far east. I said, jump with me. I looked, I removed dress. I was naked. I was crying, God, 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 you won't give me concern. I decree in the name of Jesus Christ, that plan of the devil, I take my place as a shepherd today. That plan of the devil picking innocent destinies, using them as mincemeat, that is over forever now. Those stubborn spirits that is making people to resolve and lying people around them, supporting them, telling them they should go on. I curse those activities from today. Every blindness, whatever is that veil, whatever has been making you just to make careless external decisions that is not in accordance to destiny and eternity, I command those veil to be blot off now. Please, ma'am, please, sir, lift up your two hands, speak in tongues loud, groan in the spirit, groan in the spirit. Thank you, Father. Keep those two hands up. Keep those two hands up. He said, I should pray for you. that what I enjoy, you enjoy. Before anything happens from today, you will know. That amen is not good, though. Understand? Understand? Impartation is gift transfer. Huh? It's grace transfer. There's nothing that I'm in the dark over. I decree from today, before that evil happens, that shame, that breakup, that concern, that disaster that will bring stupid tears into your eyes, before it happens, you will know. You will see. The angel will give you the information ahead. In the name of Jesus. I use my spirit on your behalf. In the day of that terrible decision you have to make, God will use my spirit to appear to you. I partner with your angel of destiny. And I decree today, by the operations of the Spirit, that they will partner with me to assist you from making errors never again. Give him thanks. Give him praise. Thank you, Father. Shikarabades. Please, you may be seated. This is the little we can do today. In Jesus' name. Lift up your right hand and say, Father, thank you for a new life for me. Now, listen to me, friends. Listen to me. So you live here with a consciousness, with a water, a consciousness of an impartation. What this man is experiencing, I'm experiencing also. That's what you say to yourself. I get what I'm trying to say. Clear. Consciousness of impartation. Consciousness. This man is not in the dark. This man, he said he knows. This man said God talks to him. God shows him. Lord, I have the same. Consciousness. Did you hear what I said, somebody? Live here with that consciousness of discernment. So I can bore you with errors. Less than 5 years old, will have entered damage back up. That's why when I see some of you misbehave, I just say, it's basically normal. Because the best thing is children we are battling with. Despite, I keep saying, the devil is not a factor. Are you with me, somebody? He's not a factor. When you see him, tell him, he should throw his best shot and catch me. Grace has covered me. Righteousness in Christ Jesus is with me. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Huh? Do you understand? Don't forget the life we have come to live. Abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. We reign in life. Revelation chapter 5, Romans chapter 5 and verse 17. We reign by the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. That's our overcoming tool as a believer in Christ Jesus. We reign in life by this. You will reign in life in Jesus' precious name.
We believe you took notes of the key lessons in this audio resource material and much more. You are ready to take steps in line with all you just heard. It will delight us to be a part of your growth process. Worship with us at the Ecclesia Embassy, Guzape Asokoro Extension, Abuja, or reach out to us today on 080-3400-7867 or 090-600-95000. You can also find and join our online community at Ecclesia Embassy on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.